This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode where we blast anyone... Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is... no submarine. Submersible.
There is a difference. It exploded.
This is an episode. I don't know when you're hearing this. It won't be that fresh.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. By the time you're hearing this, the news won't be quite as fresh.
Yeah. That we heard today. So there was this big uproar about these, the submersible that went down to look at the Titanic. They were charging $250,000 a person to ride down in a fucking basically what felt like a minivan with no seats.
Yeah. So here's the thing. That sounds like a lot, but there is a punch card. So if you go down five times, your sixth visit is free. So, you know, for those saying like, oh, it's an extravagance for the ultra wealthy. Yeah. Okay. But it pays for itself.
We're blowing up with deals down here at Crazy Kaplan's. Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
It was a real
high-pressure situation.
High-pressure situation, Tom, because they explodinated under the water.
Imploded it.
They went down to... This is like 10,000 feet deep. I mean, it's an insane depth. And the submersible just imploded. They suspect it imploded the day that they lost contact with it, which was several days ago. A lot of people have been worried that people are down on the bottom of the ocean banging on a submersible.
That's what I was worried about until I came here.
What a terrifying way to go. But
yeah, because that's what happened with that. Remember that Russian submarine, Kursk?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Kursk, they were just like, oh, we're still down here. There's a lot of water and oil and shit.
And they're banging on shit. Yeah, but this is different. They wound up basically it just exploded. I mean, imploded, blew up, and then they were, you know, instantly killed. Killed before they probably knew it. There was a person who was talking on the television today talking about how they would probably died before their bodies even knew what happened. It happens in nanoseconds. Like the crush happens in nanoseconds, and it immediately just disintegrates and falls into, you know, component parts onto the ground. But this was a $250,000 a person trip down there. And this guy has been cutting corners, embarrassingly cutting corners, and flying in the face of all the regulations and the people who even inspect this stuff. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. He's dead now. He didn't want anything to do with it. He was driving it down with like an Xbox controller, like a Logitech game controller he was using. It had no navigation system, no real communication system. He was using like text messages to get up. He was cutting every single corner.
BRB.
Seriously. I mean, like, yeah. And it exploded, and then we mobilize, you know, we didn't know. So we mobilize thinking they're like floating or bobbing in the ocean or stuck
at massive international effort,
an intense amount. Yeah. And you know, the only reason we're talking about this is because it reminded both of us of just a perfect example of libertarianism, because they don't want any kind of oversight, no regulation, but the moment everything fucks up, They're like, we gotta help us. You gotta bail and literally bail us out. I mean, like, there's no better way to say it when you're talking about water than bail us out.
Yeah. In an instant like this, the phrase "the market will sort it out" is a literal cold comfort.
Yeah.
It is a freezing cold comfort.
Yeah.
But that's what you hear from libertarians all the time, right? They pretend that there is an acceptable level of human cost to the market will sort shit out. But the thing is that, like, a lot of how the market sorts things out,